Christmas is here, and it's kind of crazy, you know? Like, this character that I've built up over the year, now this character is experiencing Christmas, and how does this character experience Christmas versus last year? And also, there's other different things of Christmas. Like, last year, I was in Utah, and I was with my aunt's family, you know, spending Christmas with them, and it's cool that I have it on my 750 words that I wrote a little bit about that experience. But it's kind of like, okay, this is where this character has gotten to. And it's humbling because, like, Christmas is literally, like, basically at the end of the year. So I think of, where do I want to be with next Christmas? I think one of the biggest things is doing the general thing, like speaking a lot more strategically and kindly to myself, as I talked about in the last episode, but also to focus on what I have and what I, and not what I don't have. I started reading this book called Five Ways to a Bulletproof Mindset, I think, or Success or something like that. And it's from Mike Schlappi. He was in a class with my dad at BYU, and Mike is definitely a star in the, like, speaking area. He got shot when he was like 14, big accident by his friend, and that led to him being in a wheelchair and just completely changed his life around. But he's extremely optimistic about it. And I was just reading some of the experiences and some of the thoughts and some of the mindset and stuff that he went through, and, you know, how he had this moment where his grandma got him a Slurpee from 7-Eleven, and he took his thermometer and put it in the bottom of the Slurpee, then put it back in his mouth before his nurse came back, and she looked at the temperature and thought he was dead because of the, you know, extreme cold of the Slurpee in comparison to human body temperature. And then he, like, started laughing and just, like, joking. So he was still able to joke. And he talked about how, like, laughter and humor was one of the best medicines. And I think of me with some of the big failures or big misses that I've had, it really has helped to have, like, a sense of humor. Like, oh, wow, I totally did go for that, and that completely, oops, failed. You know, I've been thinking about that in terms of, like, sometimes when I've tried to talk to people and it just completely falls flat. And there's a sense of humor in it. And so Mike was focusing on what he had, what he still had, and not what he didn't have. And by focusing on that, he was able to see advantages that he had in a wheelchair that others did not have. And I experienced a couple of these when I was at FSY last year, and I was in a wheelchair. I was getting pushed around by the youth. You know, there's different perks of that. And Mike chooses to focus and remember and appreciate those things. And I also am mind blown too by how his parents had this long conversation about him while he was in this hospital visit and said, okay, when he gets out, we're going to treat him exactly the same. And so he's still weeding in the garden. He's still doing all these different things. And it was a lot of work to do that from a wheelchair. It was a lot harder. And it just, yeah, gratitude is a really big part of it. And I think the focus is the key word too. It's like to really stay there and to just be like, I am going to appreciate this and learn from this and be thankful for this. But I was really I was really touched by how he went to this basketball game shortly after and how his friends helped him to get up in the rafters with his wheelchair. And he's just watching the players all run all over the place. And he had that humbling thought. It's like, that's never going to be me again. He, like, was crying. Like, he had some tears and stuff. And so we're all going to have those things when things, like, life has these dramatic changes sometimes. And it's like, yeah, we can't go back in time. However, we have experience that we would not have had otherwise. And Mike talked about the bullet and how that made it so he could be on this path, you know, where he's speaking, he won 4 times in the Paralympics and stuff for basketball, you know. So he's like, it was humbling for me to read. It's like untold blessings and all these other things, like, resulted from that thing that was really painful and really not great, especially in the moment. It was really painful. So that's kind of where I'm at. I think of that quote, this is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. And I thought about that in terms of my thought process last night with the negativity and such, and how that was the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me. And how when you say that, like, your brain immediately starts thinking about reasons why, and how there's a lot of power in that. There's so much power in that. And how I just need to keep doing that and just continue to be appreciative and be thankful. And, you know, even if I'm not getting a bunch of emails about, hey, this book is amazing, I do have a couple 5-star reviews on Amazon. And I have had people tell me that the book has really helped them in their relationship with God. And so even if it hasn't been like a downpour, I'm thankful for the sprinkling. I'm thankful for the evidence of relative success that is there already. I'm thankful for it. You know, it's like I'm going out in the rain, enjoying the rain, even if it's not like what I thought it would be. And I'm not trying to force it to be anything else than what it is. Like, today it's Christmas and it's like, I don't know, 50 degrees outside. There's not a single hint of snow anywhere. Like, if you had shown this as a picture to anybody, they'd be like, yeah, it's probably like April or something. So, but last year when I was in Utah, it's like, there was snow, and because I was in Utah. And so it's just about appreciating and learning and being thankful for where you're at right now. Because I can't go back in time. I can only move forward and learn from this. And I've had a lot of different highs and lows experiences this year. Like, living by myself was pretty neat, you know, getting to experience all of that and that sense of freedom and such, and going to all these different places was great. And now I have new things in my tool belt that I can use to help out future Dallin so that he lives a more conscious, proactive, loving life. And there's infinite potential. And potential only grows as you continue to learn from all this stuff and how, you know, you can also focus on what you do not have. And that can get really frustrating really quickly. And that's kind of a little bit what I was doing last night. You know, I was stressed about my brain. I was stressed about not being able to sleep. I was stressed out about just the fact that I'm living at my parents' house. But when I focused on, hey, I have this really nice bed to sleep in. I have this podcast. I write. I like basketball. Like, I'm in very good shape for the most part. You know, that those are all big blessings. I've had times in my life where I felt less in those things. And I think of when I was in a wheelchair at FSY, I had these really beautiful, wonderful moments, even though there's times it was really hard because I'd had to, like, I was in this, like, this tiny little broom cupboard, basically, of an apartment room. It's kind of joking a little bit, but I had to put the wheelchair in there, and then I had to, like, sort of pull myself into bed. And yes, I could walk on it, but I really wasn't supposed to, especially in the early days when it was really painful. And I had to bring myself down, like, at, like, 6 a.m., to help out the youth and stuff. But it was a joy. It was a real blessing. And I got to help them out, you know? And that, I mean, there's a poem in my book that talks about that, like how I was precious in a wheelchair or not in a wheelchair, and how I was just needed, period. God had created this space for me to step into and live in. And it didn't matter whether I was in a wheelchair or whether I was not in a wheelchair. If I was there, there was going to be God's grace. There was going to be God's help lifting me up in that moment. I think that is really what I need to remember going forward, is that there are going to be these moments where I may not feel very adequate for it, but that is not important at all. Because the second I step into that spot, it's like, there are beautiful things. There are mercies ahead. There are beautiful moments. There are people reaching out. There are ways that my words are touching and reaching out and helping people. So I don't know. I started writing my second book. It's not done yet. You can read my first one, link in the show notes, of course. However, it's just focusing on what I have and how God has given me a lot of wonderful things. I mean, today I wrote some really beautiful poetry. It was really great. I'm like, wow, this is great. This is awesome. And I haven't touched a video game in like a while. And one of the poems I wrote last night, or actually today, was like, I want to play a video game. And a lot of it's like for the dopamine release, and a lot of it's for, you know, a sense of accomplishment. And it's like, I need to, you know, and just talking myself through all that. And it's like, it's so great. It's so nice. So I'm really thankful for that. And I'm like, I just need to respect where I'm at right now and continue to move forward. And it's only going to get better. You know, success is kind of like, there's some highs and lows, and there's these moments where we kind of fall. And that's kind of felt like last night was, but then I like, I like reached up to heaven, and I also reached out to myself, and I got back up. And now I'm like at a higher level than I was before. That's what it feels like, because I learned from it, and I listened to myself, and I heard him, and I pulled him out. I didn't push him down. I didn't push him farther. You know, I looked at him and had compassion on him. So focusing on what I have to give, not focusing on what I would like to receive. That's another huge thing. I can write letters for people all day. Lately at church, I've been writing more letters for people. I just have somebody stand out, and the words come. And so I just give them the note. And I mean, these are people, obviously, I have some interactions with already, but it's like, I don't know. That's it. There's something beautiful about it. I have a lot to give to this world, still have very much to give. And that is something I need to focus on, and focusing on building up myself so I'm in a better spot so I can give that thing. And not focusing on what I would like to receive. I mean, yes, there's a lot of things that would be really nice to receive. But right now, what I'm learning is I'm learning to give my heart space and refuge and encouragement unconditionally. That's definitely hard, especially because, I'll be completely honest with you, I thought something would have happened with the book, like some big person would have reached out to me or something by this point. You know, I did expect some big miracle to happen, but I'm reminded that I have peace of mind, I have clarity of mind, and right now I'm just completely all in on this podcast episode, and that's a joy, that's a blessing. Things are going to happen when they happen. I don't have anything to worry about at all. Like, I just keep doing my thing and learning and putting myself out there and giving myself this space to speak, this stage, and giving myself other stages to speak. I see myself speaking on many stages next year. So I've just done so much speaking. It's so much speaking. I can like whip up a talk in like 10 minutes, you know? I haven't really done any actual speaking besides at church and some other places. So that's another thing. I have a wonderful thing I can give to the world. So focusing on what I have to give, focusing on what I already have, and being really grateful for those things. Like I talked about a couple episodes ago in that little like in between segment about like really going deep on something you're grateful for. That's great. You know, both my parents are in relatively good health, and they're very loving, wonderful people. They love each other. They love their kids. Like, there's so many wonderful things. And that's something to really be thankful for, and to focus on it and kind of sit in, you know, it's a beautiful thing. Like lately I've been going to the hot tub with my brother every Wednesday night, and that's also a blessing. And I'm able to run with my cousin, and I'm able to play basketball, and I'm able to do this. And I feel God directing me and helping me out, and not orchestrating my every move, but definitely orchestrating the overall thing and helping me out to love myself. That's something beautiful. And my relationship with God is way stronger than it was last year. And I feel in a much better place in so many different ways. It's good. It's good. But sometimes in difficult moments, it's easy to listen to just sort of the negativity, like, oh, we were supposed to be here by this point, or we should be here, or we should do this. And it's like, that can be really exhausting. No, I'm chill where we're at. I'm chill where we're at. Like, it's Christmas. I feel very comfortable in my own skin for the most part. I can listen to myself. I'm very good at listening to myself as opposed to a year ago. And I think I was, like, a year ago today, like, I was in a better spot because I'd finished therapy and such. But I certainly did need a lot of special attention. I'm going to give that to myself. I'm going to figure out ways. I'm going to get creative. I'm going to help myself out more. And it's something I feel like I have been doing, but it's like we can do more. There's always going to be more ideas. There's so many things I can try. There's ways to help myself feel more loved. I mean, recently when I went on that run and I timed myself sprinting down that hill, like, I had such a fun time with that. I'm still so excited to do that again. Yeah. Yeah, focusing on what I have to give, what I have in my soul, and yeah, this life that I get to live. I'm excited to make more out of it. I'm excited to keep stepping into those places where God will lift me up, where I don't have to worry at all about shrinking in the moment. This is probably one of the most important parts of the episode for me, I think. It's like those times where I'm like, okay, I don't want to talk with that person, but I feel like I need to. It's like, God is not going to let me shrink in that moment. Like, he's going to lift me up and help me grow and learn the absolute most from it, because he sees all of this way at a way, way, way higher level than I do. And he knows how much I've been seeking him and how much I've been learning. And so there's going to be some really, really dope things coming up next year. I can feel it. I know it's true. It's facts. It's written in the stars. I'm just walking towards it. You know, that's how I see it. I just have to keep fighting for it, obviously. I have to keep being a general and planning on it and going after it. I do need to get my second book out. I need to get my first book in paperback. There's these other things. But God is always going to do his part. And I'm very thankful for where I'm at. You know, over a year ago, I listened to it on one of my older podcast episodes about how I'm grateful. Well, I'd rather be like trying to get closer to God and being poor financially and such, than having all of the money and such in the world and not feeling like I could talk to God. Like I do. I feel like I could talk to God in this moment. I feel like I can tell him anything. And a lot of that is from the book. A lot of it's from other experiences that have taught me, you know, I need to be able to tell him everything and anything. And he is willing to guide and help me out. And he answers prayers, however he answers them, but he does. He'll answer them for me through podcast episodes or through talking to people or through reading books. And it really does blow me away. I mean, reading the Mike Schlappi story today, like for one, my dad got me that book and I started reading it today and I was just completely sucked in it almost immediately. And I was like, that's such a beautiful thing. What a beautiful, sacred thing. And my dad was able to get that for me, and I was able to get so into it so quickly and start taking notes in it and just as how he's able to speak to me. Something really beautiful about that. Yeah. So we'll see where I am at next Christmas. But I am very thankful for the learning on this journey. I'm thankful for the many blessings from this year. I'm thankful for the podcast interviews that are still going to come out. I'm thankful for so many other things. And we're just going to keep at it. I'm just going to keep learning. That's what I have for you. Focusing on what I have and what I have to give and the life I get to live. Yes, that is the plan. That is how I'm going to envision love demonstrated in my life today and tomorrow and forever, really. Just going to keep elevating and growing and learning from everything else. So that's all I got. Remember to yield to the good. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to yield to the good, and we'll be better tomorrow.